96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, parents say it all the time, my child is really smart. But what if you want your child to be more than just smart? What about brilliant? What about a genius? Can you raise them to be that way? Well, tonight we are hearing from parents who have raised extremely brilliant children. We're also hearing from one of those children. My guests are R.J. Tolson, a 20-year-old author, businessman, and philanthropist. His mother, Eloise Woods. Also, Nathaniel Turner, father and author of Raising Superman. That's S-U-P-A-M-A-N. We'll explain that. And blogger of How to Raise a Nerd. His son, Naeem, is going to college in the fall. He speaks three languages, National Honor Society member, web designer, and developer. If you want to be part of this conversation, you can give me a call right now. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. R.J., Eloise, Nathaniel, thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so R.J., what makes you so smart?
Spinach. I'm not sure. I work hard at what I do, and everything I do, I have passion for, and so that kind of makes it easier for me to do in the first place. And I just, my worth ethic.
Mm-hmm. You're 20 years old, and I just ran down a little bit of your resume, but also, you are multilingual. How many languages do you speak?
Six.
You know, a lot of 20-year-olds can barely speak English, you know, and that's their first language. So, you know, how did you get to a point where you were, my goodness, six languages? That's amazing to me. How is that possible?
Thanks. It's kind of difficult. One, it's difficult to keep up, but I studied hard. I would get books on the languages that I wanted to learn, and I would just read them. And I had friends from all over the world by going to boarding school. And that allowed me the opportunity to talk to these people in their language and learn from them and get the accents. And
really, which languages are there?
English, obviously. Mm-hmm. Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, and Greek.
Amazing. That's amazing. Nathaniel, tell me about your son, Naeem. He's going to college in the fall, and he's doing some incredible things. How did you get him there?
I think my wife and I just had a plan very early when we learned that he was going to be born. We wanted to give him an opportunity to do something really great with his life. So we just kind of do what we tell people all the time, which is to start life by thinking about what you want to happen in the future and working backwards.
Interesting. I'm going to drill down a little bit deeper on that a little later in the conversation. So, Eloise, when it comes to RJ, you're an attorney.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also a single mother.
Right.
And you know, there are a lot of single parents out there raising children on their own. Suffice it to say that RJ's father has, you know, been in his life, but not always right here in front. How did you get RJ to this point? I mean, at 18, he was, again, you know, an author, a businessman, philanthropist. You must be amazed at your work as a mother.
Well, you know, I've allowed people to help, and I think that that's made a big difference.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I think one of the things I learned or recognized early on was that, and particularly raising a boy, that I needed to have support, and I reached out for support, and particularly from Black men. I'm fortunate in that I have four older brothers and my dad, and they're all very accomplished family men. And so RJ had them in the picture as role models. So that was very helpful, has been very helpful. My brothers and my father, and my mom has passed now, but she was also very helpful as well. But as far as the specific steps that I took,
mm-hmm.
You know, when he was very young, one of the things that was really important to me was exposing him to different activities, whether it was music, whether it was languages, museums, you know, et cetera, exposing him and then allowing him to choose what would interest him. And I think that that's worked because I didn't want to be in a situation where I was pushing him to do what I did. Mm-hmm. I wanted him to do what, or to find his passion. And I think that's a big part of RJ's success at a young age. I think he's fortunate in that at a young age, he has found his passion. And that's what I'm really happy about for him. He loves literature. He loves writing. These are his passions. These things drive him. And I really see my role as supporting him in fulfilling what he wants to do and his dreams.
Nathaniel, when you speak about your son and realize the kinds of things that even at 18 he has done, do you believe that this is by design, your design, the design of you and your wife, or do you think that there's something else at work here? Is he the way that the two of you planned for him to be?
I think most of it is by design. Clearly, there are situations that happen that are just good fortune, but I think most of it is by design. When he was two, we recognized. Well, actually, before that, when he was an infant. I spent time working for a publishing company, and so after I finished law school, they gave me a bunch of books, and they were mostly books about children. So I had language tapes, I had books that said ways to bring out the encyclopedic knowledge in a child, the ways to make a child a genius. And so I read those books, and some of the things that they told me that I found in the books, it like show kids really big pictures when they're infants. So while he was, you know, small, he was laying on his back and able to speak, I would show him pictures of animals. My wife and I would make the sounds of animals or trucks or cars or whatever. And what we annoyingly were doing were giving him an opportunity to increase his vocabulary. Rather than play nursery rhymes in his crib when he was small, we played language tapes. So we played Japanese and Spanish and German and French. And what we learned also was that those kinds of things exposed the brain so that when he was finally introduced to those languages, it'd be easier for him to learn them. So those things were strategies that we had picked out very early in the process.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about raising extraordinary children, genius children, brilliant children. How do parents do it? Join the conversation. We'll be back in a moment. The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about raising a genius child. Parents are talking about the incredible achievements of their sons. My guests are R.J. Tolson. He is a 20-year-old author, businessman, and philanthropist. His mother, Eloise Woods, is with him. Also, Nathaniel Turner, father and author of Raising Superman and blogger of How to Raise a Nerd. The phone lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Chica, calling from Rockville, Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, my name is Chica, and I'm from Nigeria originally.
Okay, so what's on your mind?
Yes, what's on my mind is that most times, you know, we have kids that are genius. They have outstanding talents in all areas of their life. For example, academic, you know, talents. They have also athletic talents.
Mm-hmm.
But most times, I realize that the academics, yes, the teachers are there to help the kids. but in that in the community, they don't have black male role models, so to speak, to help them more, you know, to discover all the talents that they have. But the schools, you know, after school programs that they have for these athletic activities is what prevails. And this takes them away from what they're supposed to be doing after school, you see. So, yes, they use them to win games and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, the kids are really, you know, they don't bring out all the talents that they have. So, and they don't have role models. That is really a missing, you know, sport in our society today, especially in the African-American and African kids, you know, alike. Especially in single, you know, we are single parents, single moms like myself. We don't have that father figure. But, you know, we don't have the role models that the kids can look up to. Most times they end up looking up to maybe coaches of different races who don't really understand their race, you see.
Well, Chica, thank you for your comment. I appreciate it, and thank you for your phone call. Before I go to another break, I want our audience to hear, for example, what other things RJ is doing. RJ, tell me about Forever Trust. I've got about a minute before the break. This is a fascinating creation of yours.
Forever Trust is an international charity that has offices all over the world. We have stations in London, China, Japan, Korea, like I said, all over. And we focus on multiple things. We do event fundraising, event hosting like cancer walks, AIDS walks. We also send people all over the world who have skills to help those in need. So we might send them from London to, I don't know, Ghana, for example. And if there are children there who need help or people in general, they'll teach a skill or such. Same in Latin America, and we're expanding there. And we are really just trying to help people over the
world. How did you come up with that idea?
It's always something I wanted to do. Like my mom mentioned, I've had great role models in my life, and they have always tried to help other people when they can.
Interesting. I need to take another break, but when we come back, more of this conversation about raising brilliant children and what parents have done to get them there, and also what happens when the children appear to be smarter than their parents. We'll talk about that as well. The phone number, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just a bit.